This interview is brought to you by EduVos. Now, we figured out what we want to do with our government. We figured out what a government of national unity looks like. And I think there's a general consensus around that, that regardless of which parties are represented in parliament, there is a concerted effort to focus on education as a primary objective of the seventh administration. And to that end, there are institutions out there that have been focusing on education for the longest time. And I'm once again joined on the line by the Director of Operations of the NetEd Group, that is the South African education platform that incorporates EduVos, Dr. Rian Steenberg. Good evening, Dr. Steenberg. Lovely to speak to you again. Education has come out as a clear priority for the seventh administration. It has been made very clear that this is one area that the youth and adults alike have to be focused on, and everybody kind of has their own little take on it and their own little spin on it. And you and I have spoken about this before as a NetEd and as EduVos, to say that the importance of education now is no longer just what we have in the traditional sense of education, but it goes so much beyond that now.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Jimmy, and I really appreciate the opportunity. I think in today's fast-paced world, continuous learning is vital. And as the country is looking towards a new beginning, it's going to need a different set of skills. And I think that a higher education sector must really adapt to these needs. And we must do so by offering flexible and targeted programs that address current industry demands and also the future industry demands that will be emerging if we are really going to kickstart this economy. So what we try to do is to make sure that our courses are designed to provide very practical skills and knowledge, ensuring that professionals can transition into new roles and enhance their existing expertise. And really, the focus on lifelong learning is essential for sustaining economic growth and personal development. And I think there is no time like the present in which that will start coming out. And as well, what we really have to realize is that a lot of the problems aren't solved yet. So I think once we start moving beyond the trickiness of who's going to be in parliament, et cetera, we're going to realize that there's a massive delivery challenge that we now have to work on collectively as government, industry, and civil society. And that's really why our model is to engage with local communities and industries and to make sure that our education is relevant to the problems that the individuals there are experiencing now, and also in that process, preparing people for the future. So we actively partner with industry leaders to ensure that our curriculum is aligned with the market needs, that it is practical and relevant, and that these partnerships that we have with industry through internships and employment opportunities are also productive in terms of helping build the economy in real time.
I like that you brought up the curriculum side of it, Dr. Steenberg, because we spoke about this last time, and I remember a conversation that you and I had and a separate conversation I had with Siggy Brownlee of EduVos around the fact that EduVos's offering is not just what the market requires, but it's also looking at future-proofing the kinds of educational offerings. I mean, it's one of the few private institutions that offers learning in artificial intelligence, learning in robotics, going into those next level or next generation topics that many institutions might want to get into, or many institutions haven't moved in that direction. And you're looking at it saying, this is the direction the world is moving in. Why do we not have the educational foundations to prepare our own youth for that?
Absolutely. And EduVos now has been recognized for the second year in a row as South Africa's best private higher education provider. So we're really delighted with that. And it's really testament to our commitment to this excellence in education. We not only operate in the technology space, but as you know, we've also working in applied science, so biomedical and biotechnical sciences. In commerce, we now train chartered accountants. And in law, we now train lawyers. Humanities and information technology being such a critical and vital skill for us in Africa. And now I'm so excited when I'm looking at what's happening in the market relative to BRICS, the way that the dollar's direction is going relative to not being the reserve currency anymore, and the opportunities that that will open up for us and for our youth in terms of responding to a whole new world. So at Eduvos, we really want to recognize the critical role that AI, technology, cybersecurity, machine learning, robotics, all of those elements play in our modern education, but also in our future. And so our approach really involves incorporating advanced learning methodologies and delivery systems that has really evolved over the last couple of years to create a different way to educate that makes it relevant to your world. We're also one of the few institutions that actively embrace AI as a technology and not just call it plagiarism when you ask AI to help you with your studies, but really looking at how we can make sure that you learn how to utilize this in your day-to-day so that we come up with smarter solutions faster rather than being reactive and kind of stayed in our academic approach that says, well, you know, this is the type of stuff that we should ignore. And I think that that's where a lot of institutions are making a big mistake right now. They're trying to keep people away from learning how to utilize technologies. And we think that's part of a broader strategy in society where we really need to kind of make friends with the future of technology. Yes.
Speaking of the smart approach that Eduvos uses, the hybrid learning model, we touched on this briefly the last time you and I spoke, but obviously there aren't, for some people, it is difficult to find the time to come onto campuses, to be physically present all the time. They can make the time maybe once or twice a week, but Eduvos has a hybrid learning model that allows for both distance learning and in-contact learning, but at the same time, it's not age-specific. So if I happen to be employed and I'm not a matriculant necessarily, but I'm a full-time adult who's employed somewhere else, I can still study through Eduvos because you've got that hybrid offering.
Definitely. And you'll be very happy to know, Jimmy, that we are expanding that quite aggressively right now. So we've launched, in effect, what we call a new campus, an online campus that is really working really hard to cater for working adults. So also just changing the way that we deliver our services. So, for example, if you need funding to study, that you can reach us after hours to have those discussions, and really embracing people where they're at. We understand that you've got a full day of work, but you want to advance your career. So in this campus of the future type of mentality that we built, we integrate technology, community, and academia, and you can actually apply a lot of what you are utilizing in your day-to-day into your studies. We've also now adapted our curriculum so that you can do a module or two at a time, really speaking to the adult market, not just the school leaver market, which is obviously where we have most of our students. But also we're finding that a lot more students start maybe doing their first year. They've got good funding for that. But then in the second year, they start struggling. And what we're now doing is giving them flexible options so that they can extend their studies, still achieve the outcomes, but be productive with those studies. So we've really gone beyond just a blended learning model, which takes the classroom and makes it accessible virtually and what we call synchronously and asynchronously. So looking at people face-to-face synchronously or reading on your own time, studying on your own time, and then coming in for the exams. But we've also moved it beyond that to now a type of place where you can study the amount that you can afford right now and really build up your career that way.
Certainly a campus of the future. I think we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for those insights, Dr. Steenbach. That's Dr. Rian Steenbach, Director of Operations at the NetEd Group, which is the organization that incorporates Eduvos, joining me for this week's segment on the power of education. This interview was brought to you by Eduvos, your education, your future.
Step into a brighter future with Eduvos. Study at one of 12 campuses nationwide or embrace flexible online and distance learning. Eduvos has what you need to succeed. Choose from over 20 accredited qualifications in applied science, commerce and law, humanities and IT. Enroll now to start your studies on 22nd July. Matric learners, pre-enroll for 2025 to secure your future. Visit eduvos.com. Eduvos, your education, your future.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.